Happy now to be joined by Mike Wapshaw, content manager, Vikings.com. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, guys.
How'd our radio yesterday with Good Morning AJ go?
It was great. We had a fun time. We talked about as much as we could cram into 2 hours. And as you know, when you come to training camp, there's a bunch to talk about. So I think we got a lot of stuff in. The greatest part about it, though, happened right away. And it's the cake show. You know, and so it's stuffy, you know. And we had to do the show from the VIP tent.
Right.
I only thought that was appropriate to do the cake show from the VIP
it's
tent.
It's an Edina thing.
Right. Yeah. So it was everything, yeah. Everything, you know, all the stars aligned. Everything fell into place. The pieces are in place. I told Percy, and we had a good time.
What, how good do you think the team's going to be this year, Wapscall? Oh, and by the way,
well,
it did, the Twitter picture I got yesterday with like your Vikings content manager, either like .com profile pic or
what?
Media guide or whatever, it said he's so wobby next to your picture.
What, who sent you this?
Is that I saw it on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, really?
Is there anything like when you write something at Vikings.com, next to your face it says he's so wobby?
Oh, it might be in the is it in the training camp playbook?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
yeah.
The best ever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then somebody was like, does 9 to Noon get royalties? And I go, nah, it's the covenant, man. We all share.
Yeah. I think that's in the
We're still waiting for you to share. But
share what?
I don't know anything.
I don't have anything to give. Yeah, I only take.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You have 45 minutes of radio here with us now.
Okay. I'm in for whatever you need. I mean, I love to be included.
Oh my God, could your arms be any bigger?
I mean, the bit is not stolen anymore. It belongs to us. So we used it in the training camp playbook, and it's opinions, I believe, on rookies. So, you know, it's something you can see if you come to training camp to check it out.
First guest to join us, 9 to Noon. Everson, do you, would you like a water?
No, I'm good right
now. Are you
now.
Sure? Because we got water in there, man, if you want to get some.
No, I'm good.
He drinks diesel fuel.
I drink, liquorgen hydrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like liquorgen hydrogen too.
Whatever
but
that
generally
is.
After 2 in the morning. Everson, can your arms get any bigger? When Wobby asks you a question, I'm taking a picture of your bicep and putting it on Twitter.
I just work hard, you know.
God.
You put in the work in, you know.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Wobby, ask a question so I can tweet this.
Everson.
Yes.
We have all 4 starting defensive linemen coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yourself and Brian, Sharif in the middle, and Linval in the middle. So we're pretty solid there. We like that. How about the depth behind all of you guys? How do you feel about those guys playing behind you? Are we going to have guys we can rotate in there? Are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely, man.
Sweet.
Absolutely. We have guys like Scott Crate. We have guys like Justin Tratt.
Crichton,
yeah.
I know he's a backup,
he
but
calls
you, still
him
gotta, you still got to know his name.
I call him Crate, though.
Yeah.
Because it rhymes with great.
Yeah, okay. Then we got the new rookie Hunter.
Yeah, that's right.
We got Shamar Stevens played a big role for us. Stephen. Yeah.
Tom
okay.
Johnson.
I will punch you, Paul.
Yeah. You better look out. He's going to use those biceps.
He's the best ever.
We got Shamar Stephen.
Right.
Yeah, man, we got some guys that's looking real good on the first day. You know, look like guys been putting in the work in the offseason and coming out here to prepare themselves for war. Yeah, it looks real good.
What do you think going against Matt Khalil every day in practice? You did that last year. Is that something that benefits both of you guys? Do you always get the best of Matt? Do you guys trash talk a little bit? How does that go? Because it looks like it's a spirited competition in practice, especially when you guys put the pads on in a couple days.
Yeah, we compete, man. We both went to USC under Pete Carroll for 3 years. And I really think that really resonated with us by competing. We compete on first down, second down, third down. It's all about competing, the competition, and that's the only way you're going to get better at this level. You know, hard work beat talent when hard work don't work hard. So if you got the talent, you got to put in the work to get where you want to go.
I love your situation because there was the chip on the shoulder into the new deal. Then you respond with 12. Now for those who I think foolishly are like, okay, do it again. You know, you splashed when you got the new money. Now the chip's on the other shoulder for 15 or above.
Yes. I'm just going to do what I do. I never put a number on my sacks. My biggest thing is if I go out there each and every week and fully prepare myself against my opponent and study the guy and break down his tendencies, and I could beat him on every play, and I know I can. I don't care what tackle it is, I could beat him. You know, it's up to me to put in the work to go out there and beat him.
That year you and I just had, that was an interesting year, and I'm glad we're friends again.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. He got the new money. He was listening to 9 to Noon. I second guessed the money and wasn't afraid to run from it when he called me on it. And then I said, okay, well, I mean, we're going to play the games and see what happens. Middle to three quarters. Oh, no, he was mad at me. I mean, cussing me on the sidelines here at training camp. He was making things a little difficult for me.
I did.
Look at me, wouldn't talk to me.
I did.
He heard the announcer on the fan say, why are we doing this? I don't get it off these past performances. And I didn't hide behind him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He went out, kicked midway, three quarters of the way through the season.
But did he say? Paul Allen came and said, man, you doing your job.
Don't. No, I didn't exactly put it like that. Wow. I asked him to eyeball me, eyebrow to eyebrows.
Yes.
And I said, I was wrong, and you were worth every penny.
Right.
I apologize for a bad take. He accepted it, and then we all moved on.
Right. And here we are.
Oh, now we're jeez.
And here we are today doing this.
Eversim.
And it's
we have a dump button.
We're good?
I'm assuming Ryan was that dumped.
I mashed it.
He mashed it!
Yeah,
MVP!
Yeah,
MVP! Yeah, with me! Hey, Everson.
Did
not
you
only
really
did,
mash it?
Everson, oh my, not only did
I
he save my job.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only did he save my job, he saved you from splashing on the internet.
Oh, my gosh.
With me right now, Everson, you owe us. Ryan Donaldson, follow me, Everson.
Thank you.
MVP.
MVP. MVP.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Matt,
gosh.
Your USC teammate
just
dropped an F-bomb on the radio.
Oh, my God.
We just elevated the fill-in producer from the practice squad, and he dumped it one more time because you owe him.
MVP.
MVP.
Oh, my MVP.
God. Wobby?
How do we improve our run defense?
We improve our run defense by the four guys up front, including linebackers, going out there and we got to make that our first priority. You know, you're not able to rush the passer until you stop the run. So for us to do what we want to do, and that's rush the passer, we got to be able to stop the run in a big way.
When you study film, Everson, do you study more of yourself to see how you can get better, or more of your opponents to see what their weaknesses are?
I study more of my. Okay, first I break down myself. I see all the bad things I do. Then I break down my opponent, and I see all the moves he gets beat on, and then I go out there and apply them to when I go up against Matt Khalil and try to use them to, you know.
So that might broaden your repertoire of pass moves then. If you don't just focus on what you're really good at, you focus on what might beat the other guy, that might allow you to develop more moves than you would do otherwise.
Yeah, you know, having Coach Andre Patterson, He really helps us with pass rush. He understands the pass rush. He understands that there's no predetermined moves. Everything is a moving set. So as you're running, you're looking at him and you're timing everything up. So there's no predetermined rush. You're rushing as you're going.
Got it.
Was that block punt touchdown one of your career highlights last year? When you scooped that thing up?
Yes, it really was. It was awesome. Jasper Brinkley came off, blocked it, scooped it up. I seen it, and I just took it to the house like I'm supposed to do.
Do you feel second year Zimmer, second year Norv, second year too much time for Teddy? You feel really good about this thing this year?
Man, I feel really, really good, man. We have a bunch of guys that came out here not just only to compete, to make a statement, I feel like. I feel that each guy came in good shape, good mental thinking, and we're ready to prepare and ready to fight, man. We're going to be a tough team to beat if we all get on the same page, and I feel like we can have a good year in 2015.
Everson Griffin, 9 to noon, last one, go.
I was talking with the Vikings tight ends coach, Kevin Stefanski, who's a little bit of a basketball guy. And I know you like to keep your eye on not just football, you like to keep your eye on a little bit of everything.
Of course.
So we were debating, and Paul, you can weigh in on this as well. Who do you think would be the best point guard on the Vikings roster?
If I had to pick a point guard on the Vikings roster,
yeah,
it's going to be my man I rolled with for 6 years. He's a punt returner. I'm going to go with Mighty Mouse, Marcus Shirelles.
All right.
Point guard.
Diminutive.
And he's going to dunk. He could dunk.
You think you're he can?
40-inch vertical?
Easy.
Okay.
I believe in Marcus Shirelles. Marcus Shirelles, you know, We've been here for 6 years together. He's my dog, so I give it to Marcus Sherrill.
Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your great year last
Thank
year.
You.
Your
MVP.
Deal.
MVP.
MVP. Ryan MVP. Donaldson, MVP. MVP.
Oh, my
MVP.
Gosh.
Thank you very much.